baby. Sorry, it was a busy day today. I didn't have much time to text you. I mean, it's gone pretty well this week. Everything is almost wrapped up at the new office. The crew seems pretty great, all excited to get working. I got some kudos from my bosses and the new team, so yeah, I know. It's been such a good stepping stone for me. I mean, hopefully it'll be good consideration for that promotion coming up. Yeah, that would be fantastic. We could go on some trips, do the one that you've always wanted to do, Iceland. Of course, I want to treat my awesome boyfriend any way I can. You deserve it, babe. How's it going at home? Is work going okay? It's good, and I can definitely relate. I really missed you this week, babe. Like, really missed you. It's been harder than most. The reason? Well, I may have found someone to use that hall pass you gave me on. Don't sound too excited. I haven't done anything yet. Yeah, there's a guy I'm interested in. He's on the new team. Mid-level manager. Well, so you know how we talked about this, how I haven't really been super attracted to anyone other than you lately. It's the truth. It's been the reason I haven't really wanted to take you up on the offer. This guy, though, well, he reminds me of you. No, he's not your long-lost twin. He doesn't really look like you. He just carries himself like you do. Your personalities are pretty close. His voice too. You know that thing that your voice does in the morning drives me crazy. Well, we had a team breakfast meeting the other day and it reminded me so much of that. It just made me miss you that much more, but well, it also makes me attracted to him. It's like you, but it's a little different. He's cute too. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can trust him. I won't really be here after everything is totally set up, and even if I get that promotion, he's not a higher up, so I'll never really be taking, talking to him from home or taking any orders from him. Yeah, silly, he knows I'm taken. I talk about you a lot. All good things, I promise. Well, he did ask me to go have lunch with him to go over some stuff. I mean, even though he should be doing that with his boss, I kept the door open. I think he just wants to spend some time with me. Do you think I should go? Really? You're sure? I mean, no guarantees it'll go anywhere. It's just some lunch and flirting, okay? Whatever I want, huh? What, you want me to get on my knees and blow him at lunch? Maybe lay on the desk and let him hike up my skirt? Of course I'm not doing that. His office isn't that private. You're turned on, though, aren't you? Thinking about this guy having his way with your girlfriend. Okay, all right. I'll email him and I'll let him know we're on for lunch. I just have one rule, all right, that either of us gets to put a stop to things whenever we want. No questions asked. You or me, if we're uncomfortable, it all stops. Good. I'm glad you agree. Do you have any rules? None. Baby, thank you. I trust you too. This is totally weird, but I don't know if I've ever loved you more. You're so generous and sexy. Thank you. Love you so much, you dirty boy. You're right, maybe I am a dirty girl too. I really hate to leave you, baby. I want to snuggle up with you so bad, but I have to be up super early tomorrow. to finalize everything, and then it's relaxation time until my afternoon flight. Saturday. Absolutely, baby. I'll keep you updated about, Good night and sleep well.